from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. 12-year-old Henry Kluster won't be surprised if his hockey and golf buddies start calling him Ace. He scored a hole-in-one on Monday on the third hole at the Hollinger Golf Club. Like so many hockey players, in summer, Kluster golfs.
I like both sports. I like golf a lot more, but I think that if I was pursuing a sport, it would definitely be golf, though, instead of hockey.
Henry laughingly admits that if he could have, he would have saved the hole-in-one until today for the Northern Ontario Golf Championship. Appointments are now being booked by the Porcupine Health Unit to vaccinate young children against COVID-19. It applies to kids between the age of 6 months and 5 years and is a lower dose of the Moderna vaccine given twice at least 8 weeks apart. Your primary health care provider might also administer the shot. A district of almost a million people in Wuhan, China has been shut down over four asymptomatic COVID-19 cases. The main urban areas of the district will enforce 3 days of temporary control measures. China has a stringent zero COVID policy in place after it was the original epicenter of the pandemic. There are now 745 lab-confirmed cases of monkeypox in Canada, over 99% of which are in men. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says those include 346 cases in Quebec and 326 in Ontario.
To lower the overall risk of getting infected and spreading the monkeypox virus, the Public Health Agency of Canada recommends practicing safer sex, having fewer sexual partners, particularly anonymous partners, even when they don't have symptoms.
The World Health Organization issued a statement last week declaring the multi-country outbreak of monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. Rogers says it will spend $150 million on customer credits following its massive network outage earlier this month. The Toronto-based company revealed the figure as part of its second quarter financial results. The company said after the outage that it would reimburse customers for 5 days of service. The company's CEO says it has work to do in building customer trust. But the company did see a jump in profit in the second quarter before the disruption. Finally, this afternoon, one more quick note. Don't blame the weather. Blame Canada Post for putting the kibosh on tonight's planned butterfly release at Schumacher Lions Club Park. Mad Timmins president Amy St. Amour says the butterflies have yet to be delivered. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.